I think there has been some changes in regards to maybe a normalization of different types of sexuality and also just in regards to gender variant type of folks. But I think the misnomer is that just because we might see some characters on TV, whether it's like Will and Grace or even Modern Family, I think that it might be different for people of color who don't have those same type of models in the media. Also where there might be some kind of dynamic where that individual must choose between their gender expression or their sexual orientation versus their ethnicity and culture. Meaning like maybe I gotta choose if I'm gonna be gay or Latino or African American and Latino. And it's difficult to be both, or really coming to terms. How do you occupy both spheres of that? Culture, ethnicity, you know, race, gender, sexuality. I don't want to say that white youth have it easier. No, I don't think so. I'm going to say at times maybe because we have those models in media, that the Will and Grace and stuff like that it's also another added layer of what they might have to face. You know, because I think while that might be a representation or, really a representation or a model for that kind of individual, whether it's sexual identity or even for transgender, that it's very, very narrow. You know, it doesn't really allow space for that individual to be more than that or other than that.